There is a poll about the debates. 66% of the people, about 65% of the people do want debates open to third-party candidates.
What kind of, where was that poll?
Where did we hear that? I don't know. Several people told me about it. I couldn't tell you which one it was. But when they asked that question, which they haven't been asking, do you want the debates open? It's way over half.
Thank you very much. Have you guys been enjoying the walk today?
Excuse me?
Have you been enjoying the walk today?
Yeah, the weather's great. Everything's fine. It's beautiful.
You're not too hot. You're wearing long sleeves. I had to roll mine up.
I know. It's a little... The air gets in there, I'll say.
Oh, you got holes right there. Well, I don't know how much further it goes, but you guys going to be here the whole time?
Yeah, well, we're tireless, and we just had lunch, and we have plenty of energy.
You got water to drink, too?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the issues? Do you know about the issues?
No.
Do you want to know about the issues?
No, ask me if I care.
Do you care?
No.
You don't want to know about the issues?
No.
Not at all?
No.
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 Okay.
I don't believe that.
You don't believe that?
I think he's just doing
official speak. I don't care what he believes
either, so
there.
Official speak?
No, I don't even know Ralph. Who's Ralph?
Ralph Nader. We want him to be able to debate in the debates tonight, because he's a Green Party candidate, and we think he should be allowed to debate.
I've never heard of him, just because he's an honest man.
Yeah, okay.
So the corporations don't support him.
Your hair was different.
I was tired. I'd been up a long time. Well, thanks a lot, and you have fun today, all right? Hope you get to hear about some of the issues at least. So what do you guys think about Boston PD? Boston Police Department. They're doing an excellent job out here.
Oh. They've been very friendly and very nice.
They've been good.
Yeah.
So you said you didn't believe that he was really not wanting to know about the issues. He said he didn't care, but you said you didn't believe that.
Right. He's on the job.
He's on the job?
He's doing the job. We're all doing the best we can. Mm-hmm. And he's doing the best he can, which is not easy.
What do you guys think about the crowd out here?
I think it's enthusiastic. I think it's young. I think we're two of the oldest people here, but I'm really happy to be here.
You haven't seen anyone else your age? How old are you?
Yeah, there's some
67.
Older people.
67. There's some other people your age, too?
Yeah.
I don't know, but they
haven't. Yeah. But it's mostly young. I'd like to see more older folks, but I know there are many older folks who do support Ralph Nader.
Is this inspiring, though, to see this many young people? Because the 18 to 24-year-old block, voting block, is the least number of people to be registered and the least number of voters as well representing that age group.
I'm really happy to see young people here, and I'm happy that it's a beautiful day and it's a very good turnout.
Yeah, it's not too hot either. All right, guys. Well, thanks a lot. Enjoy your peanut butter and jelly.
Thank you very much.
We're not going to go any hands, are we?
Every course is fine.
Did you guys just come up on this, or are you walking with it?
No, we were here and watched it happen.
Watching it happen?
Yeah.
What is this building here?
It's a state building.
It's a state building? Is that like a governmental building?
I'm from San Francisco.
You're from
it
San
is
Francisco?
A government building, though, yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, what do you think about this, a march for open debates?
I think it's great. It should be open debates.
Should be open debates.
Absolutely.
Do you know the debates are happening here tonight?
They're not happening here. Somewhere close.
But here in Boston, yeah.
Yes, so I know. Yeah.
Is that why you're in town? You're going
to
go?
I would have loved to. No, I couldn't get in.
You couldn't get in? Did you try to get in?
Yeah, no, I didn't try real hard. I heard it was going to be real tough, so I didn't try.
Yeah, like you need a ticket or something like
that? Oh, yeah.
Money for a ticket?
Probably. I would imagine, yeah.
Yeah.
I'm sure lots of folks get in free.
Yeah, well, there's going to be a street party outside if you want to go and do that. You know, if you can't get inside, you might as well stand outside.
You know where it is?
Yeah, they're going to start in Dudley Square at 5 o'clock. Do you know where that is?
No.
You can get off at, on the Orange Line, get off at Dudley. And ask anybody where Dudley Square is. There's going to be a lot of people there. And there's going to be several marches converging into a big street party on Morrissey Boulevard.
Yeah.
And then they're going to go down to a park. So it should be a lot of fun. And there'll be food and water and drinks and things like that. So thanks a lot, guys.
Yeah.
What's it been like in the streets today for you?
Oh, very nice. Very enjoyable. Very, very low intensity, you know. I mean, not a lot of cops and not a lot of threatening cop behavior, just a pretty minimal presence for the people that we have here. I think that's okay.
So why are you out here at the debates?
As always, I am out here to exercise my First Amendment right to freely assemble, to freely speak, and hopefully to help assure that other people are able to speak freely and assemble freely also.
Yeah, I saw the Vermin Supreme 2000 bumper stickers. Can you tell me anything about that?
Yes, well, of course, I am Vermin Supreme. I am a candidate. I am a friendly fascist. I am a tyrant that you can trust. And by golly, you should let me run your life because I know what is best for you. Yes, all politicians are vermin. I am the Vermin Supreme, and that is why I am the most qualified candidate in this race at this time. Yes, I am a politician, and I will lie to you because I have absolutely no right reason not to. Yes, I'm a politician. I will promise you anything your little heart desires because you are my constituents, because you are the informed voting public, and because I have no intention of keeping any promise that I make. So this election year, vote early, vote often, and remember, a vote for me, Vermin Supreme, is a vote completely thrown away. Thank you.
If you got into the debates, what would your issues be? What would your opening, it sounds like we've gotten your opening statement, but how would you respond to some of the health care issues and what other kind of bullshit's going to be in the debates that you expect?
Oh, well, of course, I would shine everybody on. I'd say, oh, yeah, we'll get to that. We'll get around to that, sure. We have the specifics on a big plan and a big document, and we'll get it to you later. You know, I'd lie to them, of course.
Would this be your attire? You have a lovely red, white, and blue sequined flag shirt and a flag skirt, and you even have like a bodysuit that's got American flags on it as well.
Oh, yes. I'm quite the patriot, let me tell you. Oh, yeah.
So this would be the attire on stage for sure.
It may or may not be. You know, it could be my official campaign suit. I'd certainly wear my big rubber boot on the head. I mean, that's what the people want to see. That's what I like to give to the people.
So as part of the debates, there's always that, like, 1 minute each candidate gets to attack the other candidate. So how would you attack Gorin Bush?
Physically.
Physically?
Oh,
for
yeah.
1 minute, you would
for
wail
one minute,
on...
I would pummel them. I would just, like, jump all over their shit, start bitch slapping them. Definitely. Until they hauled me away.
And Jim Lehrer is going to be hosting tonight. What would you do to him for 1 minute?
I'd bitch slap him, too.
He deserves it.
For sure.
For sure. All right, Vermin Supreme. I guess we'll see you in the streets later today.
Thank you very much.
All right, bye-bye. Yeah. Like, none of it is going to the students or anything. So the UMass campus has been essentially shut down for 2 days. Are you a student there?
No, I'm not a student there. We've been hearing a lot of students from UMass that are very upset. Students and faculty. In fact, they just went on strike today at noon. That was the latest news in.
The students and faculty went on strike?
Yeah. Well, they don't have a campus to be on strike on, but they did. They went on strike.
Okay. And you just said that the University of Massachusetts is being paid $2 million?
Yes, it's investing $2 million in this debate, and none of that money is going towards actually refurbishing the campus and the classrooms and the facilities or making the teacher salaries larger. So anything that could actually directly impact the students in a positive way, all of it is going towards refurbishing this one auditorium, you know, extra fancy lights, stuff like that. That's not really going to impact any of the wider student population in a positive way.
Yeah, we've heard the students complain about the facilities and also that the library is badly in need of books, and that money's not going to trickle down to that at all.
No, absolutely not. It is absolutely reserved for this one night only for the debates.
Yeah,
It's a prestige thing for UMass, but they really don't care about their students. They don't care about the quality of learning.
So you're passing out directions to Dudley Square. What's happening at Dudley Square tonight?
Dudley Square is in Roxbury. It's a community that is poor, mainly minority. They used to have... The reason I have to pass out directions to Dudley Square is because they used to have a subway stop there. But the subway got taken away. It got put in a more affluent community. And the city promised them, when it took the subway away, it said, oh yeah, we'll give you a new subway line. And they've been waiting for it for now more than 15 years.
Wow.
So that's why I have to pass out directions, is because you have to take buses to get there now.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they have 4 of the 5 bus depots in Boston in the Dudley Square area, and the rates of asthma in children are much, much higher because all these buses are old diesel-polluting buses.
And so this gathering at Dudley Square is going to turn into a march as well?
Yes, and we're marching for money for schools, not prisons. So basically calling attention to the fact that the money that is being spent by government is going... For instance, in the state of California, they're actually spending more on prisons than on schools right now. And that's a completely wrong focus.
So a starting prison guard in California makes more money than a starting associate teacher in college.
And they have more black men in jail than in college.
Mm-hmm.
So that's the kind of society they want to. I mean, I have a friend who says that pretty soon we'll all be born in jail and we'll have to make parole at 18.
Yeah.
That's what it's going to. You know, and people in jail get paid $2 an hour to do work that could otherwise be union work, could pay... jobs.
That's interesting you mentioned that, because there's an article on the front page of the Globe about going in and recruiting prison labor. poor work by corporations. So this march at Dudley Square is, or this gathering at Dudley Square is going to turn into a march?
Yes, we're going to have a gathering at Dudley Square, and then we're going to march to University of Massachusetts, as close as we can get to the debate site, and we're going to have a real debate and a real party. We're hoping that it's going to be a lot of fun, that a lot of people are going to come and talk about issues that are important to them, that are not being discussed in the real debates. So we're going to have a street debate and a street discussion and a street party. It should be a lot of fun, and hope to see a lot of people.
Yeah, and this march is going to go around UMass campus. Do you think Bush and Gore will see?
I don't think they're going to see anything. I think that we're going to be kept out of sight. And that's the way it's been, and that's the way it's going to be.
You said they were going to be helicoptered in?
Possibly. We don't actually know their plans. They might be a motorcade, but I think that it's pretty clear that we will not be able to impact the motorcade. I don't know where it's going exactly. They've shut off the whole UMass Peninsula.
If there's an opportunity for the march to stop the motorcade, will it do so?
No. One of the problems is that none of the organizations that wanted to get a legal rally around UMass were able to do so. They were not allowed any of the sites that they asked for. So our march is not legal, but we're hoping to keep it as low-key as possible because we're inviting everybody there. This is a forum for everybody, for people from minority communities, for people who are elderly, for children, for everybody, people who are parents of young children. And they can't afford to get into trouble or to get arrested.
Yeah. And you said that Clinton had been on campus, UMass campus, before, and they didn't lock down campus for his visit.
Not at all. It's in a much less risk situation, much lower risk situation if you have a president coming who's already in power. Here they're really afraid that people are going to get their message out, that the message that it's a closed debate and that people's voices are not being heard is going to get out. So we really hope to do that. We are going to get quite a bit of press coverage. As far as we know, a lot of TV crews are going to be there. We're hoping for the best.
All right. Well, thanks a lot and good luck to you tonight.
Yeah.
So you got the best seat in the house. What do you think about the street theater that's going on?
Don't sit on that. You're going to get in trouble here.
Oh, I see some soy sauces on this bench right behind the street theater. So what do you think about this?
What can I do with it? You want it? Don't get shit on it.
So what do you think about this?
What do I think about it? Well, I tell you something. All I can see is this. They're really enjoying themselves doing it. That's about all I see. And everybody's getting entertained by it, and that's it.
You're getting entertained by it, too?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Do you know what the issues are?
Pardon?
Do you know what the issues are, what they're doing this for?
I don't know what they're doing this for.
You know there's a presidential election going
on.
Oh,
yeah. I know, David. They're against... what's his name there?
Gore and Bush being the only ones in the debates.
Yeah.
Do you think the debates should be open?
Every year!
It should be. It should be. I don't know why they're leaving it the way it is anyway.
Yeah.
That's only for the executives to get in there, that's all.
The ones that already have the money and the power.
That's it.
Yeah. So would you have liked to have gotten into the debates to see? Would you have liked to have gotten into the debates?
Oh, I would love to sit in there and watch that.
Yeah.
Not on TV. I mean, right in there.
You weren't invited?
No. God, are you kidding? We don't get invited to that stuff.
Yeah. So are you going to be voting this fall?
Tell you the truth, no.
No?
Period. I am 83 years of age. I gave up voting years ago. I thought as though the government owed me 4.5 years of service in my younger days just to see what's getting there as officials. I'm very, very disappointed in everyone. I promise you the world, when they're in there, they forget all about you.
So Bush and Gore came...
They're going to forget you. Don't kid yourself. They're in there to make their money out of it. Those are the ones can't get in there, come out multimillionaires. That's the way I see it. They don't care about the people.
When's the last time you voted?
Last time I voted was, about 10 years ago.
10 years ago?
Easy, yeah.
Yeah. So who was the last president that you elected?
The last one I elected? Oh, it was Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Because he was in the service, too. That's the only reason why I went into that.
Yeah.
But he had his ups and downs. It's too bad the problems he got into, but that's all right. He did all right for himself.
So nothing's going to make you vote this go round? Not if you find out more information about third-party candidates?
No. I tried. I went to a third party, independent. I got registered as an independent, believe it or not. I was disappointed with that, too. So I got out of it. That's when I dropped everything. That was it.
So what do you think about all these young people interested in voting?
Oh, they mean right. It's their world. They've got years to go yet. I've already seen my days.
But it's still your world, too. You're here.
Yeah, it's all my days. So it's their turn now. That's all there is to it, yeah.
Well, I'll let them know.
Let them know? I can't say they're wasting their time, because they are enjoying what they're doing.
Yeah.
And there's no harm in that.
Yeah.
That's very good.
All right.
That's
well, fine. Thanks a lot, and enjoy the theater. This is Goats for the Vote. These are goat heads.
See them, yeah.
Yeah. All right. Have fun.
Sure.
So how does a billionaire feel about the presentation that just happened here?
It was awful. These Don puppeteers are keeping democracy alive, or trying to. But we're paying lots of money to make sure that they don't succeed. So it's only a matter of time. We own most of the votes.
So it's in your interest to keep the debates closed. Why
yes.
so?
Because if real questions get led into the debates, then who knows what could happen. The candidates might get befuddled, and the farce will be exposed.
And so what's the best way to keep your money in your pocket?
Well, I pay lots of money and I donate to corporations and own stocks and all the different companies that are sponsoring the debates and helping to keep it scripted and closed. So all I can do is keep throwing money at it.
It seems like the insurrection that we're witnessing here in Boston is just part of a long chain of uprisings that have happened across this country in the last year and beyond. How do the billionaires react to that?
We think it's awful. If these people keep speaking out, they might actually be able to change something for the better. Well, not the better for us, obviously, but the better for those poor bastards.
All right. Well, thanks a lot, and I hope that you stay safe tonight. Are you planning to still stay in the streets, or are you going to get inside the debates?
I am not allowed inside the debates.
Not enough
money? I don't
money?
Have enough money. I have to be a trillionaire to be allowed inside the debates this
yeah.
year.
Yeah.
They raised the standards.
They raised the standards?
Billionaires 4 years ago, trillionaires only now. I'm just a little bit short.
Just a little bit. Well, maybe you need to make a few more investments.
I need to go repress some more third world peoples.
All right, well, good luck to you in your repression of third world peoples.
Thank you.